The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
So as I mentioned, I got in a bit of a squabble on television last night with the lady Bebita, whatever her name was, the anchor of the BBC World News, and I was in an argument with her on television because she refused to accept the fact, she thought I was just totally out to lunch, that Donald Trump's executive order putting a temporary ban, a halt, a temporary freeze, if you will, on people coming here from seven countries except Syria who needs to improve their vetting process. But when I explained to her that it was a Barack Obama law signed into law in 2015 that included all seven of those countries, it was improved and updated in 2016, she'd have no part of it. That's just not true. It certainly is true. And then she told me on there, well, we've got our producers checking. Yeah, you go ahead and do that. It's called, again, one more time, the Visa Waiver Program Improvement and Terrorist Travel Prevention Act of 2015. Signed into law by Barack Obama December the 18th, 2015. Donald Trump has merely signed an executive order to impose the law that was already on the books. If you don't believe me, let's get the professor in here with his studious ways. Professor Alan Sachs here from the University of Texas Arlington. Professor, good morning.
You are exactly correct. As
what?
I understand it, also President Jimmy Carter in 1979, 1980, I forgot the exact date, after the Iranian hostages were captured or, you know, when the American embassy was invaded in Tehran during the Iranian Revolution, Jimmy Carter expelled, I think, most of the Iranian students who were here at that particular time. So, and also people have to realize, as you do certainly, that American immigration history has been punctuated, all of its history. So when you hear people get up and say, that's not who we are, we have to accept everybody at different times.
That's not who we are. And here's the word that
history, we have stopped immigration entirely.
Yeah. Here's the word I keep hearing, Professor, that drives me bonkers. Unprecedented.
Right.
Unprecedented. Unprecedented. Never happened before. I just told the story here. Maybe you know the story of a ship named the St. Louis.
That's right. It docked in Havana, Cuba, because we wouldn't let them in here. These were Jewish refugees who had left at the height of Nazi Germany coming to power, and the ship was not even allowed to dock in the United States.
That's right.
To Havana, and
sent back
at
to
our
Europe.
Urging, it was not allowed to dock there either. It went back to Germany, and they all were killed.
Well, not all of them, but a lot of them were killed.
That was a horrible period in American history. But
let me say something about that, which I just did. I do not fault Franklin Roosevelt for making that decision. Because as we just played a portion of a Bill Clinton State of the Union address from 1995, in which he says, first of all, we have to, you know, secure the southern border with Mexico because it's dangerous and it's causing huge problems, and
that's
he got
right.
a standing ovation. But he also said, yes, we are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws, which he also got a standing ovation for in 1995, and that hasn't changed.
That's absolutely correct. I think that President Roosevelt, at that particular time in American history, should have been able to let the St. Louis dock. That was a bad period of time. But our American immigration history has been punctuated over many, many years by no immigration whatsoever, immigration from some countries, mostly European. Only in 1965, when Lyndon Johnson pushed the Congress, and I believe also with the help of Ted Kennedy and others later on, did our immigration laws open up?
That's correct.
How dare you
come to this program loaded with facts?
That's right. Also, one other important thing is that when Senator Kennedy talked about loosening our immigration laws and changing them from what was the old quota system, we had a quota from, I think, I forgot the exact period of time, down to about 1965, that you could only admit so many people based on the population already here in the United States. There were so many Irish here, a percentage of Irish could be admitted, or from England or France or whatever it is. And it was prejudicial toward those countries that shared at that time our culture.
Now, let me jump in here.
Who they are.
I want to share something here because you're exactly right, but I want to share something here from the headlines that I have not gotten to yet today, and that is a terrorist attack overnight in Montreal City in Quebec, where there are at least 6 dead, 8 injured.
Horrible.
At a mosque where 2 men came in, masked men, and according to the eyewitnesses, were screaming, Allahu Akbar, as they sprayed the crowd with bullets, killing at least 6, maybe more. But a terrorist attack in Quebec City that looks like it happened at a mosque, which is not unheard of in the Middle East, where
that is correct.
Where mosque attacked by Muslims, correct?
That is correct. I mean, I don't think anybody knows exactly what happened, who the perpetrators were, but in other parts of the world, I think it's happened in Pakistan, it's happened in Afghanistan, it's happened in parts of the Middle East, where Shia attack Sunni and Sunni attack Shia, and that happens. I have no idea if that's what took place there, but that has happened in the past. But also, Senator Kennedy was asked on the floor of the Senate when he was talking about enlarging immigration, changing our past immigration laws. He was asked, Senator, these are my words, paraphrasing, Senator, will this change our culture? Will it change our way of life? And he replied, no, it will not. We're expecting small numbers. It's going to be small numbers. Everything will remain the same. And, of course, there were subsequent immigration changes, and it changed everything.
That's exactly right, and it did change everything because the way it used to be, we had quotas, if you will, from each, as you put it, from each nation or from each nationality, and
also,
you maintained that.
One other important thing that yesterday, of course, I made the mistake of watching the Screen Actors Guild Award.
How'd you enjoy that?
And why I torture myself, I have no idea. And they were all saying, we are diverse. Look at us. We're all diverse. And diversity is fine. But what diversity has done...
Well, here's the problem. What they mean by diversity is skin color.
That's
nothing else, period.
The diversity of ideas, that's another story altogether.
Their diversity to the left is skin color only.
That you're exactly right. And also, in a very strange way, the diversity that they talk about has quieted down free speech. Because you're not allowed to attack diversity in any way, shape, or form. And that's where political correctness comes from. So diversity is great, but it's being used also as a battering ram to silence any critics.
Exactly right, because that's what they do. They label people. But here's the thing. I'm going to tell you something here in this part of the world. If the election were held today, I believe that Donald Trump would win by a bigger margin than he did previously, because I think that those that live in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Ohio look at this whole so-called controversy, this ginned-up controversy, look at 300 people protesting in Chicago or 1,000 in New York, whatever it is, and go, this is why I voted for Donald Trump. I don't want chaos. I don't want anything to do with that. And if Donald Trump thinks it's the proper thing to do to protect this country, to keep people out of those countries for a few weeks, then I'm all for it. I think you'd win by a bigger margin today than he would have before.
You might be very well correct. Some people have argued that these demonstrations are very well organized, that it doesn't matter the issue. People will be out there on the issue, just like they were a week ago in Washington with the Women's March.
Right.
There'll be other
Hold that
issues
thought.
Coming down the path.
Hold that thought, Professor. We're with Professor Alan Sachs, the sage of Arlington, Texas, back after this.